A Prepared Life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Today's Bible verses come from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. The 2014 Winter Olympics is a major event of these days, currently being held in Sochi, Russia. The contestants waited for 4 years, practicing with all they have, shedding tears of blood and sweat, in order to run for a few seconds in the Olympics. The people of the world went frenzy about the performance of Yuna Kim. It was a game that had eyes of the people of the world the most. The total duration of her performance was just 2 minutes and 50 seconds. To watch this, people waited till early morning, and gave up their sleep even. Also, Lee Sang-hwa marked a new record in South Korean sports history, as she earned a title of a 2-time Olympic champion in 500m long track speed skating and the sprint distances. People evaluate them just by their results. But it seems people are not that interested in their processes of becoming world champions. To get the glory in the games, how much sweat, tears and training would they have to go through? To prepare for only a few seconds, few minutes, they had blisters on their feet, their skins got hardened and for countless times, they were injured. This is a result of their preparation. Whatever it is, the process in preparation is important. So there is a saying, for an opportunity of a second, we prepare for a life. Opportunity can come to anyone. But it does not stay there. When a group of sparrows sat on my field, it does not mean that they are mine. We can say they are mine when we have caught them. The passing opportunity comes to the person who is well prepared in advance. As we live lives in all areas of life, we come to know how important a preparation is. I think the scariest person in all competitions is not the brainy person or an intellectual person, but that is a person that does not stop preparing for the set goals. Even the talents are exceptional and the IQ is high. If the person is lazy about the preparation, then this person cannot go ahead of the others. Even the talents are a bit lacking, a person who prepares well goes ahead of others. Students, as well, they do not go to the university with a few months of preparation. Well in advance, since they were in the middle school or in the high school, depending on how well they had been preparing, the results come through. God as well uses the people who are well prepared and does not use the people who only have eagerness. To use Moses as the leader of the people, God prepared him for 40 years in the palace and 40 years in the wilderness. God trained Moses and called him a leader. In Mark 25, there is a parable of 10 ladies. 5 wise ladies prepared oil for husbands and waited for their husbands in advance before their arrival. However, the other 5 unwise ladies were satisfied with their lives and did not prepare the oil for the husbands. Compared to what they thought, the husbands came late. The 5 unwise ladies then began their oil preparation, and while they were gone to get oil, the wedding party had already started and the door got shut. To the people who were not prepared, God called them lazy and foolish. I advise you to live prepared lives at all times. God prepares our lives of the past, present and future. He knows about the lives ahead of us and guides our ways of our lives. The life that follows the guidance of God is living the most well-prepared life. In the Bible, Abraham was a person like that. Abraham was a well-prepared person whose life was caught in the hands of God. If God told him to leave, then he left immediately, and if God told him to get rid of them, he got rid of them. If God told him to give, he even gave his child to God. He was a person who had a well-prepared faith always. Like the well-prepared life of Abraham, I hope you will be wise enough and your faith will be prepared for tomorrow, for today. In verse 1, it says, the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your country, your people and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Abraham had a faith that had been well prepared. What is there that is more important than faith? In the Bible, who is referred to as God of Abraham? It refers to the person of faith. Faith is, in another word, a belief. Without believing, we cannot achieve anything. What pleases God is only faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Also, the power that wins over the world is only faith. In the 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Also, the way to the heaven is only through the faith. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Before blessing Abraham, God requested three things from him. Firstly, God told him to leave. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your country, your people and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. This is externally distinguishing one from the other. In another word, it is rearranging the external environment. God told Abraham to leave from the hometown the Ur of the Chaldees. Without any hesitation, Abraham left there. The hometown where Abraham came from had a very fertile soil. It was a place where it was very good to live. But God told him to leave there. Why did God tell him to leave there? Because it was a city where it was filled with false idols. Father Terah made false idols and earned quite a lot of money. But that city was not a land of blessings. Us too, we have a lot of places to depart from. To bless us, God wants us to leave from where we are. From wrong faith, from the place of sinning, we need to depart. Sin has a closed relationship with the external environment. Sin gets spread easily. The ability of sin to spread is quite serious. Therefore, we need to depart from the places where we sin. We need to leave from the places where people play cards, where people drink alcohols. We need to leave from the friends that do not positively impact my Christian way of life. Have a look at the environment that you are in. Isn't it the place that you need to leave from? Have a look at the people that you meet. Aren't they the people that challenge your faith, negatively influence you, and force you not to serve God and not to commit yourself in His ministry? Aren't they the people who complain and blame? We, as humans, cannot ignore the impact of our environment, our circumstances. As the shape of water changes depends on the shape of the bowl that water is in, people as well, depends on the type of people that they see, listen to, and encounter. People do get influenced. If the place I'm in is not the place that positively influences my faith, then I need to leave from there as soon as possible. Before giving blessings to Abraham, God rearranged his environment he was in. Without hesitation, Abraham left his hometown. This is faith. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 10, it says, and she said to Abraham, get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac. This is distinguishing the one from the others. In other words, it was order of God to rearrange and solve the problems that were in the family of Abraham. Abraham got rid of humanity, mercy and love. Abraham got rid of Hagar and Ishmael to the desert without hesitation. These people were not the inheritors like Isaac. It must be very painful to get rid of the woman that he loved, and the oldest son Ishmael, that he waited for so long to desert. It must have been extremely painful, just like cutting his own arms and pulling out his own eyes. But the mighty faith of Abraham was here. To follow the will of God, Abraham chose faith. God bless this Abraham. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, it says, "Then God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Give." To test the faith of Abraham, God commanded Abraham to give his only son Isaac to God on Mount Moriah, as a burnt offering. Without hesitation again, Isaac took Abraham early in the morning and left to go to Mount Moriah. On Mount Moriah, Abraham put Isaac there and just about to pierce his son with the knife. God that remained silent till then saw Abraham's actions till now, and God said to Abraham, "Do not touch your child." In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, it says, "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Do not touch your child. I know that you would do anything for me, even giving of your only son. I know your heart." God saw this faith of Abraham. The true faith is not the one that gets exercised by lips only. When it gets complemented with actions, it becomes the faith that gets approved by God. You too, I hope your faith is well prepared like the one of Abraham in any circumstances. In verses 2 to 3, God told Abraham, "Abraham, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." God blessed Abraham and said to him that he will be the origin of blessings. God blessed Abraham to be the roots of blessings. Later, Abraham became the ancestor of faith and blessings. In verse 2, it says, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." God put Abraham as a person of blessings. After the Puritans of England arrived on the land of America to seek faith, they did three things first. Firstly, they set up church, and then they set up hospitals. And to raise great leaders, they set up schools. But not long after, the school faced financial difficulty. At that time, the young church pastor who was 31 years of age, Reverend Harvard, sold his house and donated £900 and 260 books to school. That became the foundation of the most prestigious university of today, Harvard University. For the last 380 years, this school raised great leaders based on the ideas of Puritans who found this school. The graduates from this university impact the politics, economy, social and science, literature and etc., in all areas all over the world the most. From Harvard University, seven graduates became the presidents of the USA. Such as Kennedy and George Bush are from this university. The Nobel Prize Award recipients, there are 40 of them who are from this university. Now as well, Harvard University is famous for being the most prestigious university of the world. The commitment of faith of one person, Harvard enabled this to come true to make great leaders for the humanity. God told Abraham this in verse 2. "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." In verse 3, it says, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." God prepared Abraham to be the ancestor of great blessings. God put Abraham to be an origin of blessings. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. You need to be a person of blessings wherever you go. Because of you, your workplace needs to prosper, and the partner that you co-work needs to succeed. At church, where you are, peace needs to be there, confession of thanksgiving is there, and the community needs to be the one that the love overflows from, simply because you are there. For us, it is important to look for a good workplace to work for. However, by us entering into that workplace, changing the workplace to be a better one because of us, is more important. Because of Joseph, Egyptian Potiphar's family became prosperous, too. Believers do not wander around to seek the land of blessings. Because of you being in that land changes to be a land of blessings. The land that you stay in, as the bitter water changes to sweet water, I hope and bless that land so that land changes to be a land of blessings. Have a look at the great decision that Abraham made. Let's have a look at verse 4. Verse 4 says, "So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Abraham believed in the promise of God and followed the words of God only. This was the great faith of Abraham. Faith is only following the words of God. When following the words of God, we get guided by God and we get to reach the heaven. Words of God are like a lighthouse that guides the ways of life. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Words of God are like a plumb line that sets the base for the building. Words of God are alive and like a sharp sword. These have ability to transform our lives. If words of God enter us, the bad person even becomes a new person. In history, a lot of great figures shared these kinds of testimonies. People were against God, and to prove that there was no God, people read the Bible to find points to argue against. But they got changed as they were reading the Bible, and they even made the movie with the Christian spirit. That movie is famous, Ben-Hur. I am going to share a story of a woman whose husband was a missionary. While she was cleaning the desk of her husband, she found a little Bible, which was as little as the size of her palm. She was shocked to see that Bible was the one that she lost while she was in the halls of residence at school, when she was a schoolgirl. The Bible seemed to be read quite a lot of times, so it was all worn out. She held the Bible tightly in her heart and waited till her husband got back home. Sometime later, the missionary husband came home. The wife did not say anything but showed the Bible to him. The husband gazed at the Bible. At that very moment, his face looked as if he was in panic. For a while, they did not say anything. They remained silent. The wife opened the mouth first. "I have lost this Bible ages ago. This was the one that I lost. But how come this has ended it here? Could you explain to me how you have got hold of this?" The missionary husband started apologizing. "I am sorry. 10 years ago, I was a thief. One night, I went into the halls of residence and stole all the goods from there. Once I got home after stealing, while I was looking at the things I stole, I got to see that Bible. Just by looking at it, I knew this was something that was so precious to the owner. I could tell this by just looking at all the underlined passages. But the book that I just opened had this passage: 'If you have stolen something, then do not steal again. But to give to the poor and help them, work with your own hands, make effort and do good for them.' When I read these verses, I never felt as ashamed as that moment. Since then, every day, I read the Bible eagerly. I became a changed person, and now I became a missionary. I always felt grateful to the owner of the Bible, but I did not know it was you." The wife was silent as she heard about what her husband was telling her about his past deeds. The tears were coming out from her eyes. That's right. Words of God are alive, have ability to move and change people. This becomes power to change things. The great faith of Abraham. Even Abraham did not know where to go. He just followed where the words of God led him to go. This is a life of nomad. In other words, this is a life of a traveler. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even the world has a lot of ups and downs. If we follow the words of God only, we would not get lost. God will take care of all. Let's learn the prepared faith of Abraham. Like Abraham, let's firmly say no to the things that God does not want. Abraham said no firmly and left the hometown. If it is not the way of faith, even we would get given billions of dollars. When we can leave that land like Abraham did, God would bless us. Because of Joseph, the Egyptians got blessed, too. Like this, because of you, the workplace that you work for, and the business that you run, will prosper. I hope and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would be an origin of blessings like Abraham. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.